Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, that's me, and we're going to get started. You can't stop the rain when it starts to fall, when it starts to fall. This is Loose Ends Family.
You don't know the rhythm, you're the rhythm.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, the Love Experience with Janine and Ingraham. You know what I think about when I hear that song? The rain. How the rain falls in the abundance of God's goodness. How nothing can stop God's goodness. And when it rains, it floods in your life. You know, sometimes I just love that love music. Sometimes I got to hear it again. And every time I hear this, I just thank God for God's abundance. This is Loose Ends, Rain. Remind me of, you can't stop the rain. right, y'all. I know y'all like this girl. Know she need to get some lessons, y'all. That's my angel voice, you know, getting ready to share. See, if we could really think about where we were in other lives, if that's even a possibility, I probably was a singer, y'all. A beautiful, amazing singer. All right, family, let's get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and on this line, we recognize that power and that presence that is known by many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not, come on, Holy Spirit, a spot that God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want to remind you that there's something powerful that happens when we get intentional about the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to take an intentional breath this morning. Breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and release the breath. Recognize this power in the breath. I want you to breathe in deeply into the diaphragm and into the heart. And together, I am, God is, you are. I am, you are, God is. I am, you are, God is. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. And release. I am. You are. God is. I am. You are. God is. I am. You are. God is.
Day 10. A prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
As you move into the consciousness of all that God is, knowing that there is no separation in any good thing that God has on this planet for us, we just give thanks as we open our mind to receive.
Place your hand in a receptive position now, and let's sanctify your mind and sanctify your consciousness. Get everything out of there that can't stand money. And by the way, that's interesting. Do you know, I've had people walk out of my prosperity seminars. You know, frankly, you know, everybody can't stand prosperity. And there, as I said, a lot of highly religious people. In California, one very highly religious lady walked out. She said, I just can't stand to hear that man talking about money. You know, if money bothers you, it's because there's something wrong with you. And I'll tell you deeper what it means. It means that you feel a condemnation because you don't have it. And you don't want to admit that you really want it. You're lying to yourself. Let me hear you say, stop lying to myself. And you see, that's one of the things, and I think there's a chapter on it. Somebody's going to tell me where it is. Don't be indifferent to money. Let me hear you say, don't be indifferent to money.
Don't be indifferent to money.
You can't have an indifferent attitude. Your attitudes will draw money to you or kick it away from you. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Down there in that deeper subconscious. That's why you got to clean it out. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So now we're going to have a cleansing of the heart, a cleansing of the subconscious. and get rid of all of these old ideas about money is evil and people who have money are evil. You know, the fact of the matter is, I know more evil people who don't have money than evil people who've got money. I'm telling you, you know, if you got a house full of children and it's cold and the marshal is coming to put you out because you can't pay your rent, you can get real evil. Even now, when I find myself working and forgetting to eat, and then all of a sudden I discover that I'm hungry, and some member of my staff will come in and ask me a question, I said, get out of here, don't bother me until you bring me something to eat. I don't want to get evil, so just go bring me something to eat. All right, let's have this cleansing of negative ideas about money. Right here and right now.
Right here.
Right now.
I dig out all of the negative ideas about money.
I forgive myself.
Of all negative ideas about money.
Of all negative ideas
that has kept money away from me. I absolve money of all accusation of evil.
I absolve money of all accusation of evil.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money.
From now on, I will bless every sign of money.
I will bless every sign of money.
I bless everybody. Who looks successful and prosperous. So it is.
I release the demons
of negative belief. That had kept money from me. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Go! Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we release any ideas that is no longer serving us, as we give thanks for Harry L. Reed, who blessed us with this money blessing. And as we enter into the consciousness of money, Lord, I thank you for this money, symbol of your love and bounty, silver, gold, and paper too. Lord, for plenty, I thank you. Bless the contents of all my money experiences, which with wisdom I disperse. Let me be a steward so true, sharing my good as you do. Bless this money substance by your word of spoken thanks forever heard. Bless it now for its use, gladly share without abuse. Lord, I thank you for this money, symbol of your love and bounty. Divine love, bless all of my money experiences and keep it abundantly filled. I open it both to give and to receive, recognizing that the contents of this money substance is always blessed. I express wisdom, love, and great judgment in handling my financial resources. And all to whom I give also express wisdom, love, and great judgment. I give thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I just thank you for this opportunity to share in your love right now. As we recognize our oneness with the idea that money is just another expression of God's love. And so right now we honor the presence as we enter into our heart, imagine ourselves experiencing money in all its forms. Oh, give us a clean heart, oh Lord. Renew the right spirit in us. And so it is. Wow, good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to remind us that we are the prosperity consciousness of all that God is. All that God is.
Are we ready? All right. We continue our prosperity series. And the lesson subject that I have selected for today is the prosperity consciousness of Jesus. The consciousness of Jesus. And I'm going to read the subject proper and have you repeat it after me for the record. I am the prosperity consciousness of Jesus.
I am the prosperity consciousness of
I
Jesus.
I have no anxiety.
And I have no anxiety.
Now let's read it twice more. I am the prosperity consciousness of Jesus. I have no anxiety. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Okay. As you can tell, that's an old CD tape. But I wanted to start off with you thinking about you are the prosperity consciousness of the Christ consciousness. And you are at peace. Peace. I am the prosperity consciousness of Christ. And I am at peace. You see, I wanted to start off with that because I wanted us to think about our oneness with the idea of money. Something powerful happens when we begin to own and understand whose and what we are. When we understand who and what we are, and because we've been talking about this series on money, I want you to really think about how you see your self-expression when it comes to money. And I want to talk about indebtedness for a minute. When we think about debt, what are our thoughts? I've told you that prosperity book by Charles Fillmore says debt is, in the chapter on indebtedness, is about unforgiveness. So if we are in debt or people owe us money, it shows that we have a belief of debt in our subconscious mind. The belief must be neutralized in order to change the condition. So if you were on when we first started, we did a cleansing of our money consciousness to release our negative thoughts about money. Let me say that again. If a person is in debt or people owe them money, it shows that there's a belief in debt in our subconscious mind. You see, this belief must be neutralized in order to change our conditions. They give an example. A woman came to me saying, a man owed her $1,000 for years, which she could not compel him to pay. I said, you must work on yourself, not the man. And so I gave her the statement. I denied that. There is no debt in divine mind. No one owes me anything. All is square. And I send that person love and forgiveness. In a few weeks, She received a letter from him saying he intended on sending her the money, and in about a month came the $1,000. If the student owes money, that means if you owe money, change the statement. There's no debt in divine mind. Therefore, I owe no one anything. All is square. All my obligations are now wiped out under grace in a perfect way. I wanted you to think about that. There's no debt in the spiritual mind. In the divine mind of God, there is no debt. Remember I told you the other day, the only way we can be in lack is that we have a belief in lack, right? Do you have a belief in lack? I want you to think about your consciousness as we and ask yourself, do I have a belief in debt, lack, or anything that you no longer want? Ask yourself. Do I have a belief in debt? I want you to really marinate on that. Our words are our wands filled with magic and power. You see, Christ emphasized the power of words. He said, by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we have the power to change a condition by wavering over the wand of our word. I give an example of a lady who came for a treatment for money. She possessed $2 in the world. I said, we bless the $2 and know that you have the magic purse of spirit. I love that. It can never be depleted. As money goes out, immediately money comes in under grace in perfect ways. I have the magic, let's say that together, I have the magic wallet of spirit. And instead of it can never be depleted, which they use, we're going to say it is always filled with abundance. Let's say that together. I have the magic wallet of spirit. And it is always filled with abundance. As money is circulated out, immediately money comes back in under grace in perfect ways. I have the magic purse or wallet or bank account of spirit. And it's always abundantly filled to the overflow. And as money is circulated out, money immediately comes in under grace in perfect ways. I see it always crammed and jammed with money, yellow bills, green bills, pink checks, blue checks, white checks, gold, silver currency. I see it bulging with abundance. Let's see that in our mind's eye. Imagine your wallet is bulging with abundance. Oh, it feels good. There's no debt in Christ's mind, right? Let's talk about that. In the consciousness of Christ, there's no nothing but abundance. It tells us in the word, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. All the good that is to be made manifest in our life is already accomplished, fact in divine mind, and is released through our recognition in spoken word. So we must be careful to decree only the divine idea be made manifest. Come on, let's decree that together. That the divine idea be made manifest. I want you to think about that. Come on, let's say that together. The divine idea be made manifest right now. But often, we decree through our idle words things that we do not want to bring into our experience. One of my favorites is Infinite Spirit, open the way for the right, whatever it is I want to bring into my experience. Under grace, in a perfect way, I give thanks. Infinite Spirit, open a way for my new home, my right position, great friends, whatever you desire, and I give thanks right now. It manifests under grace in a perfect way. The demand should have been worded in this way, Infinite Spirit. I give thanks that the $1,000, which is mine by divine right, is now released and reached to me under grace in a perfect way. That's what they're saying, that the treatment for the $1,000 that she wants. You see, as we grow in a financial consciousness, we should demand that the enormous sum of money, which are ours by divine right, reach us under grace in a perfect way. Now, I want you to think of a sum right now that you desire to come into your experience. Let me give you a few minutes to marinate on that. I want you to think of, or if it's not money, if it's health, if it's a relationship, if it's a divine love mate, whatever it is, I want to give you a few minutes to visualize that. Okay, so as you visualize that, now, I want you to say this affirmation based on what it was that you visualized. And when you think about what you visualized, this is what I want you to put in there. Infinite Spirit, I give, if it was money, so it's less, I'm going to use $50,000. I'm going to use the example of health just so we can see different examples of how to use this affirmation. And we're going to make a decree on heaven this morning. You see, you got to make a demand on heaven this morning. Infinite Spirit, I give thanks for this $50,000, which is mine by divine right, and it is now released and reaches me under grace in a perfect way. So maybe money may not be something you want to ask for, because maybe that's not what you desire right now. Maybe what you're asking for is a divine love mate. Infinite Spirit, I give thanks for that divine love mate, which is mine by divine right. Is now released and it reaches me under grace in a perfect way. Maybe it's great health, Infinite Spirit. I give thanks that my great health is mine by divine right. It is mine, it is released, and it's reaching me under grace in a perfect way right now. You see, as we grow in our financial consciousness, we have to demand the enormous sums of money. As we grow in our health consciousness, whatever it is, we have to make a demand on heaven this morning. See, it's impossible for us to release more than we think is possible to come in our life, for one is bound by the limited expectations of the subconscious mind. Let me say that again. We are only limited by the bound of limited expectations of our subconscious mind. We have to enlarge our expectations in order to receive in a larger way. Let me say that again. I want you to marinate on that. You see, the reason why poverty is cyclical, or as this wealthy guy told me, is a culture. Just like wealth is a culture. We only can conceive and receive according to our consciousness. That's basically what I'm saying. If you have a $100,000 consciousness, you will receive a $100,000 consciousness. This is why I told you yesterday. In order to, when we think about Jay-Z, I love, now this is how I think about Jay-Z. He had his first album come out in 1996, Reason Rolled Out. And from 96 to now, he became a billionaire. The first hip-hop mogul to be a billionaire. Now I want you to think about this. What did he have to let go of in order to move to the next step? That's what I want you to think about in this right here consciousness of what I'm saying. It's impossible for us to receive more than the limited expectation of our subconscious mind. He had to clean up what I call the substrates. And if you look up the word substrate, it means basement, the bottom area. That's what I'm saying. You have to clean up the substrate. And let me tell you something. When you clean up the basement, the substrate, the bottom, and what I'm about to say is it's going to change the trajectory of how you move through life. It is going to give you quantum leap. Quantum leap. You got to change your expectation. You got to clean up the limited belief that that's why I love myself. Let me tell you why I love myself. And I'm super proud, and I'm thinking of how to celebrate myself in this idea. When I got laid off of work in 2010, I told God I didn't want to really go back to a 9-to-5 kind of situation. In that moment, I didn't. I wanted to use my gifts and talents and be used to experience and be able to live a phenomenal, amazing life. No, it wasn't easy, and I don't even know if I'm there, but I'm blessed. Let me just say that. And I'm a lot better from the day I got laid off until today, which is 9 years now. Basically, in the end of this year, it'll be total 9 years. And because I grew up with a hard work consciousness, because, you know, back in the South, if you didn't work, you didn't eat. If you didn't, that's the consciousness. You have to work to get what you desire. You have to I believed in a hard work consciousness. You got to work hard. And one day I was, as I moved through this process, I said, why do I have to work hard? I get to create my magical life. What if I just thought about how I wanted to get paid? What if I didn't even have to do a thing to create the desired money in my life, the desired experiences I had to do? What work would I have to do to get to that point? And it occurred to me, I had to release the veils that have been over my eyes, the conditions that I have placed upon myself because of my belief of something someone else told me, and the idea that I'm limited to how much money I can make based on the fact that I have a job or not have a job. Now, that was the hard one. That was the hard one. And let me tell you how interesting life is. I've sold and was a finance manager, mortgage. I've been in all the industries. And I made plenty good money, plenty of money. But what I didn't do is stick to anything because I don't know why I didn't. But I always made very good money. But let me just tell you what's interesting about the blessing. Back earlier in May, God said, I got a call from heaven. It's time to get out your comfort zone. I was like, what you mean? Now, you know, when God is calling you to a new level and God is calling you, you know, it's something scary about to happen. It's a good scary, but it's still scary. Because when God said it's time for you to go to a new level, that means you got to get out your comfort zone. That means you got to stop doing what you've been doing the way you've been doing it to do what God is calling you to do in the way God's calling you to do it. Now, I've always been a great manifester. But I didn't know how to be in the receiving position of allowance, which is connected to your feminine energy. That's a whole other story for another day. So my biggest lesson was to learn how to receive from this whole experience, from not having a car to, you know, just being in all the positions that I was in these 9 years of learning how to get in a position to position myself to make quantum leaps in my life. So let me explain what I'm saying. So, you know, okay, I told you I had a hard work consciousness, and the first time I got laid off, well, I only been laid off one time, but the time I was laid off, I said, God said to me that I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil. And I keep repeating this because I really want you to get this, because I didn't get it. How am I going to get a house I didn't build, meaning a house that I didn't work for to pay? Let me tell you how it come full circle. I bought a new car on Thursday, May 8th or 9th, somewhere at the beginning of this month. And it was easy for me to go into the kind of car I had and keep a note at this certain pace and that comfort zone level. God said, now I want you to make a quantum leap. You've been had this car that you wanted on your vision board for a long time. You talk about how to take the car off the vision board and put it in your driveway, right? So now I'm being caught because my goal was to finish my investment property, and then, you know, but that would have been a faith move, and that wouldn't have been a testimony, and that wouldn't have been, but that was easy for me to see how to do it that way. Okay, I'm going to do this investment deal, finish the deal, close it out, give the big check, you know, because Robert Kiyosaki says that every asset you buy, I mean, for every liability you buy, you need to have an asset to pay off the liability. And it makes sense. That's a good move. That's a good financial move. But God said, if you don't trust me, then are you going to trust Robert Kiyosaki? But God, now I'm negotiating with God. Because God then told me to go get a car more than once. I'm like, nah, because I actually really do love Uber. I ain't going to lie, because I love Uber because I always get really nice cars. And I like to be dropped off at the front door. It felt like I was being driven by my driver, you know. So let me just tell you, Wednesday, I bought a car on Thursday. Wednesday, I was wrecked. I mean, I just couldn't even get my whole, I was tossing, I was turning it, because I was wrestling with the idea of what I should get. Should I get what's on this vision board, or should I get something within that makes sense in my mind of how I want to do this thing financially? And God said, no, if you're going to be my testimony, you have to make a quantum leap to go to the next. So let me just give you a quick, let me tell you how God's confirmation. So I woke up and Spirit told me to get on this line on a Sunday morning, and I get on the line. And she telling me a story about this transformational life coach who this guy wanted to take his business to the next level. And he trains businesses how to make $1 million. And so I went on his line, and she tells the story of how she told him how the transformational coach told this guy that if he wanted to take his business to the next level, then he needs to open up. And he needs to go put his business downtown. That means he has to pay a different type of rent. He needs to go buy a certain kind of car so that he can attract a certain kind of client. I'm like, oof, God, why are you speaking to me? Why are you knocking me upside my head? If I want a different kind of client or a different kind of experience, then I must operate in the level of experience that I want to bring into my life. Okay, now that can be scary. If I want to be a millionaire, I got to let go of $100,000 consciousness. If I want to be a billionaire, I got to let go of $1 million consciousness. Which is interesting, because I was talking to a friend of mine who is a millionaire, and he's complacent. He makes $250,000 a month. And he, you know, he's just complacent, and he's saying that he's been called to go high end. It was scary for him, and I'm like, I ain't nowhere making $250,000 a month, but. And I'm moving in, you know, like that move, that quantum leap move can be definitely scary when you limit your consciousness to what God can do for you. Now, so I decided that I was going to do and be obedient, right? So Thursday, we on Thursday the next day. I'm meditating, and I visualize, and I actually see the car in my mind. I see the color inside. I see it. So, but I saw Brenton, my husband, going with me to get the car. So I wake up that morning, Thursday morning, Brenton said, which is very sad, he asked me before he left, what you going to do today? I said, I'm going to go see about getting my car and bring it home. He's like, finally, I've been telling you to get a car. I was like, I really didn't want a car. So he was like, that's good. I said, well, can you go with me? He was like, no, I'm not going to be able to go because I got to work. So I was in the shower getting dressed, and I was taking my sweet time. I mean, I was loving myself in the shower. I was oiling myself with hot oil, loving myself now because, you know, I'm moving into another quantum leap. I'm going to make this quantum leap, right? So, you know, I'm not feeling 100 like I'm, you know, should be. I love you. And I get out the shower, and I was thinking about one of my friends. I said, oh, I should call him and see if he'll go with me. As soon as I get out the shower, he called. He had already called me. I was like, But when I called him back, I said, I was just thinking about you. What you doing today? He said, I'm making some moves, but what you need? He said, I want you to go look. And he said, well, I got to do this and this, and I'm not going to be able to go to him. I was like, okay. So I just said to myself, I'm not going to call him back, and I'll just go by myself. So I'm putting on my clothes. 10, maybe 15 minutes, bring the car. My husband, he said, what you doing? I said, I just got out the shower. I'm getting myself ready. He said, well, my second job got canceled. I'm going to bring us lunch home, and then I'm going to go with you. I said, oh, I knew it. So then he brings lunch home, we eat. But he took a long time to get home. He said because the line was long for the food, because it's this salad place. They make these phenomenal salads, but I don't know if they're growing the lettuce and the spinach in the backyard, because it takes a long time to make these phenomenal salads. But anyway, so he took a long time. We bring them home, we eat. And then he said, where you want to go? I said, I'm not sure. But my spirit says for me to go to Orland Park. So I'm unfolding. I'm saying this affirmation that the divine idea be made manifest in this experience right now. So we go to one dealership. I walk onto the dealership, and there's four cars placed in the same row. I look at one, two, three, and the fourth car was the car that I saw in my mind. I go into the dealership. I ask them for the key. Could I, you know, test drive it? They said, let's test drive it. I knew it was mine. So I go in. He said, what you want to do? I said, I want it. Let me tell you what's the key part here. Now, the other thing that was keeping me from going into the dealerships or anywhere to go get another car right now was because, you know, I don't have a traditional position where I could say this is my paycheck or whatever. And I didn't know what I was going to say or do. But let me just tell you. They asked me for my credit. Now, I have been working on my credit. I've been doing a good job. My credit score is, like, off the chart, 780, right? And so I said, okay. I give them my information. They come back, ask me what kind of car note did I want to pay. 2 minutes later, PNC Bank calls me, asks me some questions about my credit to make sure it's me because there's a fraud alert on my, you know, credit. And I could tell by how he was talking to me that I was poor. I walked out of there. They never asked me where I worked. They never asked me how much I made. Now, that's the strangest thing I ever seen in my life. They never said where you work. They never asked me how much I made. They just asked me how much did I want to pay for a car. I'm like, is this what they do in luxury dealerships? I could have bought a car a long time ago. And so I walked out with a car. A 2016 was 16,000 miles. But let me tell you what else was the blessing about. They had just dropped it, $10,000. Now, I can't make these things up, family. I can't make it up. So I walk in, I get my car, and I was like, and that morning God had told me how much my car note was going to be. And let me just tell you, I said to myself, I want no more than 2.9% interest rate. My interest rate is 2.9% interest. But let me tell you what's interesting about the whole thing. If Rin had not been with me, my husband, I probably would not have gone for the car because I just felt like, he was like, get the car. I want you to have it. And I tell you, I'm just saying this to show you that when God wants to bless you, when God wants to bless you, when God wants to show you God's self, it's going to be an uncommon way of how God wants you when you step out on big faith. Now, let me say that again. When you step out on big faith to show your faith, and it's interesting how it led up to these things, because there were times when I didn't have a dime and I had to go in and maybe do the sunrise service, didn't know how I was going to pay the talent. Well, there was times when things happened and I didn't know, but I just went on and had the big faith that God let, that all those were examples of times when, even when I didn't know, God showed up. And God wanted me to make this leap to, for me to move my consciousness to the level that I've been praying for. See, you can't keep praying and not have action. Well, let me tell you what's funny, even more funny about this situation. I woke up 2 days later and said, I'm going to buy a house today. I was thinking about another investment property because, you know, now I got, you know, thoughts. But I woke up, I looked on my vision wall because I have a wall, vision wall, right? And I said, God, I'm going to buy me a house today. So I came and I said, and I was looking for sale by owners, and I saw this beautiful home. Oh, my God. I looked at Brent, and I said, look at this. It's a 5-bedroom, 2-bathroom, and it's only $100,000. He was like, yeah, that's nice. It needs some work, but it's beautiful, you know. So, and it's got a lot of character. It's an English Tudor right here, not too far from where I live right now. So at the same time I'm showing Brent the house, my girlfriend, who's a real estate agent, calls me. I said, I need a real estate agent. She said, well, text me the information. 30 minutes later, I was pulling up to look at the house, and before I went in, I knew it was mine. But let me tell you what's so interesting about the house. I didn't even recognize the house. I came home, and I told my youngest daughter and my middle daughter that about the house. They said, Mom, you don't remember the house? I said, "Not absolutely not. Why would I remember the house?" They said, Ebony's best friend grew up in the house. I said, Ebony's best friend is Jabari Parker's sister? Yeah, I said, because they said Jabari Parker lived in this house. Well, if you don't know who Jabari Parker, he's an NBA basketball player, and he grew up in Chicago and a long story. So I'm like, wow. Because when we went in the house, my girlfriend said, wow, I didn't even recognize it. I didn't even look at it. It took some, the guy next door, when I came out, he introduced himself. That's how I knew that it was Jabari Parker. I'm like, but I didn't realize that Jabari Parker and Mom Parker were the kids that I used to take to school when they were little, because their mother sometimes car was down. And so I would pick them all up and just take them all to school. I was kind of the parent that, you know, they call our house the Kool-Aid house. I was the one that did all the things with the children. So to make a long story short, Ebony said, Mom, when I was a little girl, I used to visualize living in this house. I was like, wow. So let me tell you even more of a blessing. So we had just pulled my husband's DD-214, and he had zero credit when we put in the application. By the time we did his credit, now, let me tell you, I could put documentation, these conversations, so you know I'm telling you the truth. So, you know, I know how to, you know, pull your credit up a couple of hundred points or whatever. So I put some things on his credit so we can pull it up a couple of hundred points, because he didn't really use no credit. Let me tell you, his credit went from zero to 758 points in 30 days. I've never seen that. And I've worked on a lot of people's credit. I have never seen anybody's credit go up 758 points in 30 days. Now, if anybody want to check me out and you want the documentation for me to prove it, I got the documentation. Because everything you see, I want to prove things to people, because I want to just show you, not just with my words, that I'm making up God's goodness, but I want to show you with documentation that God is all there is. If we see, the one thing that's so good is the Course in Miracles 258 said our only job is God. And let me tell you why that's important. When our only job becomes God, the physical appearance doesn't mean anything. Physical laws doesn't mean anything. The law of the universe is only what matters. But you have to believe in the law of the universe and be able to take that quantum leap or that quantum step. And let me tell you, if you're anything like me, and I talk a good, and
believe that I did a good faith walk, but it still was scary to me. It was so scary. One day, every day, I was sitting like, one day I woke up, and I said, all right, I was just nervous, had a lot of anxiety, and I had to calm myself down because it was just so much goodness happening that my anxiety level rose beyond whatever I belonged, my own understanding. So I had to close, and this is why, because you can get caught in the memory of your lack, your memory of things you've done to make that quantum leap, but you weren't able to maintain it. But God said, you had a different consciousness now. But I talked, but I guess I wasn't really living it like I thought it was. I ain't going to lie, y'all. I must have, when God said you was in your comfort zone, I must have been in my comfort zone because I thought I was really, man, you know, really getting on this line, telling y'all some good stuff and really living it. But I really wasn't living it the way I thought I was. Or maybe it just happens when you just go to other levels. It's like going from first grade, kindergarten, and eighth grade, and then you go to high school, and you know you're nervous because you got comfort and you did good in your grammar school. Now you're going to high school, and you're unknown. All right, now you're in your high school, and you're getting your comfort zone. Now you're going to college, and oh, my God, oh, what's going to happen? Then I don't know. I guess that's what happened, but I promise you, this was not, I was like, I had to breathe. I had to get massages every day. I was going downtown. The people, like, one day I was crying. The lady said, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm just so blessed. She's like, you sure you're so blessed? I'm like, yes. And she said, okay. And so I was coming in there every day to get my massage to relax my body because my body was so tensed up and sore. I couldn't sleep. And so I looked up anxiety. It's a lower case of fear. I'm like, what am I fearing? I'm so blessed. Things are happening. This is the harvest of everything I planted. Why am I not, you know, I feel the joy, but my stomach hurts. I'm excited, but my body aches. And so literally, one day I just went and got a massage, laid in the sun, and completely surrendered to the fear and anxiety. And I had to remind myself that there is no fear in God. And I had to remind myself that there's a divine plan for opulence in my life, and nothing is too good for the presence of God in me. The light of the Christ now floods my consciousness, dissolving all acid thoughts. The light of the Christ consciousness now floods my consciousness. And because my mind was caught up with how it should be, God should bless me. See, God should bless me with an investment property, and we close on that deal first, and then we take the money back. And that would have been an easy way to manifest. So then I started thinking, is this really mad? They're going to come in. Maybe they're going to call because, you know, when I was a finance manager, lots of times we sent people home with cars and we asked them to come back in a week because we couldn't get it financed. So I started thinking about that. In this particular night, this is how good God is. God said, put down your computer, let go of everything you know, and watch a movie and laugh. So I wanted to go online. I wanted to see this particular movie, but they didn't have it on there yet, on Vudu yet. It's pre-order, so that means it wasn't ready to watch. So somehow it kept going on What Men Want Back with Taraji P. Henson. Let me just tell you, God is so funny, and I love God's humor. In the movie, guess what kind of car she was driving? Kind of car I bought. The same company. Guess what kind of things were said. So she goes see Erykah Badu because she got all this, she wants to know about the future, right? Erykah Badu gives her this green drink, which most of you all know I just got back from Peru and drinking a green drink, ayahuasca. And do you know when she gave her the drink, she said, really, the answer is in you. Just check, the spirit is in you. Trust the process. And I knew God was speaking to me when Erykah was talking to Taraji to trust the process. And at the end, the same bank that I got financed with is in it. And I knew all those were signs to me to to calm my fears. And what I realized is that I had allowed my fears of what I understood about life in the natural order of things, because it wasn't like what I had. And then, so when I was sitting in the sun a few weeks ago, from all the goodness of God's blessing, what I realized is this, is that I was laying in the sun and that I was still wanting to control the process. And I had to release my need for control. Now, that's not easy. See, having a job is a control process. Meaning, and I'm not telling nobody to go quit no job. Don't, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, for me, my process was, if I, that way, I, because it's easy to go make $100,000 and create your life and everything flow easy. Okay, I got a house, I got it. Because that's what we've been taught, safety cushions. But God said, if you're gonna trust me, then why I'm gonna be your safety cushion? And to keep your mind at a higher vibration, it's a lot of work, because that means I got to stay vibrating at the level of consciousness so that my default language becomes and continues. So let me give you an example of what I mean. When you hear people say, people win lottery and they lose the money because they hadn't been ready themselves to receive $1 million, and so they lose $1 million. What happens is, when you had the power to attract $1 million, but you have to maintain the consciousness of $1 million in order to keep it. So when you're moving your consciousness to a new level that you want to experience in your life, you have to maintain the vibratory energy until you get used to experiencing life on that level. I hope that makes sense in your mind, where you understand what I'm saying. Because if you, so when we think about, I'm going to give it to you in Jay-Z terms. You know, this is my assessment of Jay-Z from reading Decoded. Okay, he started his first album in 96. You know, he comes from the street. He got a hood street mentality. Eventually, to become corporate, he has to release what is a hood street mentality in order to become more corporate, in order to maintain the level he did, and he moves into different experiences. And every experience, you have to let go of something to let go of that comfort zone. So in his healing process, and I say healing process because he tells the story in one of his 444 interviews of how the fears he had of moving into, you know, next level, even with love, you know, in order to heal his love experience, he had to let go of the void that could never be fulfilled, which caused him to be in loss of relationship with women, because every time he felt a fear or something to address, that he had to address his feelings about Beyonce, it was easier to go and mess around and never get fulfilled and leave that and go than it was to address his feelings. And when he saw the fact that he was getting ready to lose Beyonce, he realized that he had to do some healing work, because he was never taught how to. You know, of course, we're not taught a lot of times in our homes how to be vulnerable, how to honor our feelings. And it can be scary, right? Well, that same feeling translates when we move into new levels of life that we've never experienced, especially if you come from poverty. It's a little bit easier if you come from money and you move into other levels. This can still be scary, when you come from a poverty mindset, and I mean hard work consciousness, working 3 jobs, all that kind of said to say, okay, I'm going to work on myself to allow myself to receive God's goodness, that's a whole different consciousness. And you have to really do the work, because you've been taught to work 3 jobs, you've been taught to do it this way so you can have the nicer things in life. But God promised us the day we were born everything that we ever wanted. God said in God's words that I'll give you the desires of your heart. It is my good pleasure. God said it is me who gives thee the power to get wealth. God says I give you richly all things. And our job is to move out the consciousness of what we've been taught in terms of life in order to move to the next level. This is my lesson, because so many people have been calling about their money problems and money situations. And remember, money problems is never a money problem. It's a mind problem. And as I learn to relax my fears and go to the next level, it is a very scary ride. And so not only do you have to release the thoughts, but you have to release the thoughts in yourself. And remember, I've been telling you over the years about the cells. And that's the cleansing work you have to do, because not only do your thoughts remember how to live in poverty and give you fears about being in lack, but your body will remind you. You know, have you ever lived in a town where you didn't have enough money and you experienced the bill collector calling and you didn't know what to do, so you didn't answer, but your body got tense? Your body, you got to release. That's why I kept getting massages and releasing. One time I got a gift for my birthday for a massage. And what was such a blessing about this particular massage is this lady said something that a masseuse had never told me, that the muscle has memories. And she said she's going to teach my muscles how to experience abundance. I was like, wow, this is a strange massage. I mean, it was just strange in my mind. I had never had a masseuse say to me that, but it was the answer to my prayers. She massaged, and she said she massages lack, unhealed spaces out of the body, and she could tell where the tenseness is because she also does Reiki. And she massaged my body in a way that I had never been massaged before, because I didn't know or even think about the comparison to release. And even though I had learned about the cells from the medical journal that I had read to you guys about how every cell in our body has its my own mind. Every cell has its own mind. So in our brain and our words dictate how our cells regenerate. So when she came and she said she's going to retrain the muscle memory, did you know that all made sense? So I'm saying to you, it's time for us to redo our financial consciousness, our health consciousness. Whatever we want to change or shift in our life, we got to retrain the consciousness. That's what it means when it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Not just the brain mind, but the mind in every cell of the body. Created me a new spirit, O Lord, and renew the right. Created me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit in me. It's time to cleanse the consciousness in order for us to go to the next level. That's my message. It's cleanse the consciousness. If you were on in the beginning, you heard Reverend Ike talk about cleansing the consciousness for money. Cleansing the consciousness for money. Cleansing the consciousness for holistic life. Whatever it is you desire. My desire is holistically, not just money, love, but for all things. Money, love, joy, happiness, health, wealth, great fantasizing life, people, you know, that kind of thing. And so what I'm saying to you today is we have to do the work to cleanse the consciousness. And so today I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And when the rain starts, it's blood. That's what this is, family. You can't stop the rain. When it starts to fall. Okay, let me put it out. But this is Lucy, as you've been tuned in to another experience with the Love Journey. That's me, Janine and Ingram family. And this is the rain. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop God's blessings when we open ourselves to receive. This is God's blessing.
You can't.